Massachusetts couple who sued after they were harassed by former eBay employees in retaliation for their newsletter coverage of the e-commerce company. David and Ina Steiner, founders of e-commerce Bytes, said people attempted to silence them through cyberstalking and bizarre deliveries such as live insects and a funeral wreath. eBay says in a statement the harassment and the response from its former executives was wrong and reprehensible. And as part of the settlement, eBay also agrees to donate $6 million to nonprofit organizations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
A heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for Allen, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That does include the city of Chanute, with heat index values up to 106. It's 306.
This is All Things Considered from Ent Market. Still, Matt's brother managed to buy outside the city where he works, and Amanda is encouraging her 22-year-old brother to sacrifice rice and beans it so he can buy something, anything soon. A stepping stone now, she says, will make all the difference later. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 3:30. At 3:36, the Trump administration has accused a Chinese startup of using Anthropic's AI to make their own model. That's a process called distillation. It's now at the center of the AI race and kind of a gray area in intellectual property law. So we will try and untangle that for you. Then, a parasite called cyclospora that causes extreme diarrhea has sickened hundreds in Kansas and Missouri, and it's been making some people change where they buy their produce.
I'm like super leery of touching anything that's not like local. Like if I went to the farmer's market, I would feel fine buying stuff, but I am not buying anything in the grocery store right now.
We'll hear how some Kansans are turning to locally grown produce coming up at 3:44 here on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight. A 20% chance of showers late. Very humid tonight. Lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A slight chance of showers and storms in the morning. It's going to be humid once again. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. Or at 785-843-TREE.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan. It is 320.
The late Senator Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey was a towering figure here in the Senate and on the international stage.
Plus, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your hosts, Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio, getting you up to date with Morning Edition, first thing here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Farmers Market, open since 1976, celebrating its 50th birthday on August 8th from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. at 824 New Hampshire Street. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Atchison. It's 3:30.
We don't attack them, yet they come and destroy everything. Nearby, settlers set fire to an industrial truck and in the village over, burned down a local mosque, an act of arson the Israeli military says it's investigating. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beta in the West Bank.
A mixed bag of trading on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Another court in Kansas has now blocked the elimination of a three-day grace period for mailed ballots. That comes as primary voting is already underway in Kansas. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
The grace period allows mail-in votes to be counted if they're postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election. Kansas lawmakers voted to eliminate that, but a district court blocked the change, and now an appeals court agrees. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach called the decision like changing the rules of football in the middle of a game. He says he'll now ask the state Supreme Court to weigh in. Election Day is August 4th, but early voting has already started. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas Board of Regents today named Jennifer Bonds Racky as its new president and CEO. Daniel Caudill has the details.
Bonds Racky currently works as the Vice President of Academic Affairs for the Regents. She will replace former President Blake Flanders, who retired last month. Kansas Regents oversee the state's six universities and other public higher education institutions. Bonds Racky will start her new role next week. She addressed the board after she was named president.
I have tremendous confidence in the Kansas higher education system and in the people and the institutions that comprise our system.
Bonds Racky is the former president of St. Martin's University, a private Catholic school in Washington State. She has also held leadership roles at Fort Hays State University and St. Norbert College in Wisconsin. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
There is a proposal to build a data center in Shawnee County. KSNT reports the county has received an application to build one near Wakarusa. The application was submitted by a Dallas-based company called Compass Data Centers. The application will be reviewed by the County Planning Commission. A county official says the application will be reviewed, quote, on its own merits. Ultimately, Shawnee County commissioners would have to approve the project before it could move forward. There's a 20% chance of showers after midnight. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the lower 70s. Partly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance of showers and storms in the morning. Still humid. Highs in the upper 80s. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A stomach bug outbreak caused by a parasite that hitches a ride on produce has some Kansans asking questions about where their food actually comes from. And they're now looking for produce from local growers. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga had the story.
Cyclospora, a microscopic
facility.
Health experts say if you're trying to avoid cyclosporiasis, you should wash and gently scrub even pre-washed produce. And cook it if you can. Also, watch for recalls. Buller says don't give up on your greens altogether, though. They're still part of a healthy diet. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. For more of their work, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, lots of other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. www.kpr.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, Democrats say they want to rein in political corruption, and their focus is on one Donald Trump.
Watergate was like a Cub Scout prank compared to what we're living through. We've seen the entire government saturated with corruption.
Coming up, we'll find out how voters are thinking about corruption and how lawmakers are planning to respond. Mara Liasson has the story coming right up on KPR. Hope you'll stay tuned. There's a heat advisory till 8 o'clock tonight for Allen, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Washington, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You'll hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight, but just about 60 seconds from now, you'll get the latest news headlines. The time is 4 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka, 89 in Manhattan. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, some virologists are pushing back against assertions that the COVID-19 pandemic was the result of a man-made laboratory leak.
There is no intelligence evidence nor scientific evidence.
Republican Senator Rand Paul recently published diary entries made by Dr. Anthony Fauci that Paul claims sheds new light on this issue. Ari Daniel has the details coming up at 4:36. Before we get there, we will refresh you on the latest news headlines at 4:30.
Support for KPR comes from Bates Co.'s Bon Bon, offering catering services and rental space for weddings and other gatherings. 804 Pennsylvania Street, Lawrence, Kansas. Details at bonbonlawrence.com.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for tonight. A 20% chance of showers after midnight. It's going to be humid through the night. Lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, still humid. Slight chance of rain in the morning. Highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, still humid. 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms. Lows in the lower 70s.
Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library, KPR, and the Lawrence Music Alliance, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Matt Pryor of the Get Up Kids, Heidi Gluck, and Chris Chrissy of the Appleseed Cast, at Lawrence Public Library, September 9th, 6 p.m.
A heat advisory is in effect till 8 o'clock tonight for our southernmost listeners, Allen, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That does include Chanute. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition gets you caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Join us for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
News headlines coming right up. The time is 4:30.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Another court in Kansas has now blocked the elimination of a three-day grace period for mailed ballots. This comes as primary voting is already underway. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga has more.
The grace period allows mail-in votes to be counted if they're postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election. Kansas lawmakers voted to eliminate that, but a district court blocked the change, and now an appeals court agrees. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach called the decision like changing the rules of football in the middle of a game. He says he'll now ask the state Supreme Court to weigh in. Election Day is August 4th, but early voting has already started. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
The Kansas Board of Regents today named Jennifer Bonds-Racky as its new president and CEO. Daniel Caudill has more.
Bonds-Racky currently works as the vice president of academic affairs for the Regents. She will replace former president Blake Flanders, who retired last month. Kansas Regents oversee the state's six universities and other public higher education institutions. Bonds-Racky will start her new role next week. She addressed the board after she was named president.
I have tremendous confidence in the Kansas higher education system and in the people and the institutions that comprise our system.
Bonds-Racky is the former president of St. Martin's University, a private Catholic school in Washington State. She has also held leadership roles at Fort Hays State University and St. Norbert College in Wisconsin. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
A federal judge has ordered the Lawrence School District to pay more than $100,000 to attorneys who represented students suing the district over its student monitoring software. The lawsuit alleges the software violated the students' privacy. Their attorneys filed multiple requests for district records under the Kansas Open Records Act. The judge found the district violated the act when it did not respond to those requests in good faith. In some cases, the district waited months to respond to the open records requests. Now the judge says the district must pay the students' attorneys a bit more than $112,000 for nearly 250 hours of work. The Lawrence Times reports the full amount must be paid by August 23rd. You're listening to KPR.
Support for NPR.
Morning from NPR News.
Tomorrow's a weekday morning, so 5 to 9 a.m. Join us for Morning Edition on your Kansas Public Radio station. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Coming up on All Things Considered, we have news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, top political figures paid their respects today to the late Senator Lindsey Graham.
I choose to remember Lindsey Graham as a man who could disagree with you without being disagreeable.
We'll tell you more about today's tributes to one of the Republican Party's most influential voices coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
20% chance of rain after midnight. Humid conditions overnight with lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, another slight chance of showers and storms. Still very humid. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and 89 in Emporia.
And from the Carnegie Foundation.
The late Senator Lindsey Graham's memorial service brings world leaders to Washington, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines in 1 minute. It is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:06, and you're listening to KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We will have news headlines for you at 5:30. At 5:44, we want to talk a bit more about this big outbreak of cyclosporiasis. Turns out that concerns about how you acquire it through consuming produce, it's been exposed to the cyclospora parasite. That has a lot of people reconsidering where they want to get their produce. And in many cases, they want to get it from a local grower. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga reports coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings Friday, August 7th, celebrating their album Woodland and performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. StiefelTheater.org.
20% chance of showers after midnight tonight. Very humid. Lows in the lower 70s. Still humid tomorrow. Slight chance of rain in the morning. Highs in the upper 80s. Guess what? It'll be humid again tomorrow night. 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms after midnight. Lows tomorrow night in the lower 70s.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
It's 87 degrees in Topeka, 88 here in Lawrence. The time is 5:20.
President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. Coming up in just about 35 seconds, we'll get you squared away with an update of news headlines. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Emporia. It is 5:30.
The firearm that was recovered from the 15-year-old suspect who was in court yesterday for assault and weapons violations.
Chief Barnes says it's possible there could be additional suspects due to conflicting statements from witnesses. At least 4 people were wounded, including a toddler. You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Another court in Kansas has now blocked the elimination of a 3-day grace period for mailed ballots. This comes as primary voting is already underway. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
The grace period allows mail-in votes to be counted if they're postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election. Kansas lawmakers voted to eliminate that, but a district court blocked the change, and now an appeals court agrees. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach called the decision like changing the rules of football in the middle of a game. He says he'll now ask the state Supreme Court to weigh in. Election Day is August 4th, but early voting has already started. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wangonga.
Kansas Board of Regents today named Jennifer Bonds Rackey as its new president and CEO. Daniel Caudill has the details.
Bonds Rackey currently works as the vice president of academic affairs for the Regents. She will replace former president Blake Flanders, who retired last month. Kansas Regents oversee the state's six universities and other public higher education institutions. Bonds Rackey will start her new role next week. She addressed the board after she was named president.
I have tremendous confidence in the Kansas higher education system and in the people and the institutions that comprise our system.
Bonds Rackey is the former president of St. Martin's University, a private Catholic school in Washington State. She has also held leadership roles at Fort Hays State University and St. Norbert College in Wisconsin. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
Public health officials are still investigating how a parasite called Cyclospora, which is spread through human feces, ended up in the U.S. food supply. Thousands of people across the nation, including hundreds in Kansas, have gotten sick from the parasite, which causes frequent diarrhea. Harvest Public Media reports that although the parasite is rare in the U.S., contaminated water used to irrigate fields has been a culprit in past outbreaks. Kristen Gibson, the director of the University of Arkansas Center for Food Safety, says food is actually never 100% safe.
And I know people don't want to hear that, but we eat food all the time and we do not get sick. And these types of failures happen, and the best thing you can do is try to gather as much information as we possibly can to be sure that we either put new measures or preventive controls in place so it doesn't happen again.
Food safety experts say to steer clear of or dispose of recalled foods, but they stress not all produce is contaminated. A heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. for Allen, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. For the rest of us, it's just going to be sticky tonight and humid with lows in the lower 70s, highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. It's 5:35.
This NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A stomach bug outbreak caused by a parasite that can hitch a ride on produce has some Kansans asking questions about where their food is actually coming from. And they're now looking for produce from local growers. Beck Shackelford Wangonga has the story.
Cyclospora, a microscopic recalls. Buller says don't give up on your greens altogether, though. They're still part of a healthy diet. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wangonga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find more of their work at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Don Clemens of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence of South Park, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org.
Broadcasting from the Lawrence campus of the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for choosing to spend part of your day with us. Closing in on 6 o'clock at 6:01, a fresh update of news headlines. At 6:06, Democrats want to rein in what they say is political corruption, and their focus is squarely on Donald Trump. We are going to find out from Mara Liasson here in a few minutes how voters are thinking about the issue of governmental corruption and how lawmakers are planning to respond. That is coming up on KPR. 20% chance of showers late tonight. Humid conditions, lows and lower 70s. Still humid tomorrow, though. Sorry to say. Slight chance of showers and storms in the morning. Tomorrow's high in the upper 80s.
From NPR, in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org. And from the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at CySimsFoundation.org.
The late Senator Lindsey Graham's memorial service brings world leaders to Washington, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station to get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news first thing in the morning. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.